weather's been not so great here. If you could go on vacation anywhere, where would you go?
Oh, gosh. I think back at some of my most favorite trips. I just loved Iceland, but I don't like doing repeats. So I did do a little trip to Yellowstone about 6 months ago. That was beautiful. I don't know. I've been to a lot of different places, but there's still many, many on my list. I'm not a typical warm weather kind of vacationer. I like to go to different places where I can learn things. And you know, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. So that's on my list of places I want to see.
Okay, so you're not like hoping to go down to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59?
Not on my list.
Hope it was Shubenacadie Sam saw his shadow. What do you think about the whole groundhog seeing their shadow? And I'm curious if any of your other patients, if we see their shadows or if it means anything.
It's so interesting how these traditions and, you know, come about. And I'm always interested in learning, you know, where did this start? But it is interesting. And I would think it would be a bit of an indicator when they come out, like when they wake up and want to check out what's going on in the outside world and whether they want, if they're hungry enough to come out and want to find some food and that kind of thing. So I think it does teach us something about nature. We used to have a little groundhog here named Twisty, and he lived a long life with us, but he's no longer with us anymore. And we used to do fun things on Groundhog Day with him too. I checked it. Apparently it started in Germany, and it was with a badger, so a different species altogether. And they didn't do it just once a year. They would do it to predict the weather that day, sort of thing. They would look at the badger, see if he saw his shadow, and that kind of thing. So it's interesting where these traditions come from.
How was Twisty's track record? Did he, seeing a shadow, predicting spring or longer winter, how did he do?
It was interesting. The trouble with Twisty is he did have a little bit of a brain injury. So he wasn't one to run away from much of anything. And he was a little plump, too. So he would come out and he would see a shadow, and then he would just stay out anyway. So he maybe was a poor one to use, but we had a lot of fun, and he enjoyed getting out on the rooftop if he could see his shadow.
Twisty was a little plump. That sounds like me when I'm out of breath, just getting off the couch, going to the fridge for a beer. I'm out of breath by the time I get there.
Exactly.
On the phone right now with Hope from Hope for Wildlife. And you guys have something pretty special coming up. We're getting close to Valentine's Day.
Yes, we were very lucky to have some really good supporters over the years. And this is Cinderbrook's last year of being in business. And she's helped us out for many, many years and really helped raise a considerable amount of money for us to help do our work. And so she's got a big Valentine's special. You can see it on our Facebook page, and you can buy purchases of wildlife jewelry, things that show wildlife in the jewelry that you would wear. And it's always been really popular, and the jewelry is really quite beautiful. We also have some in our gift shop too, that when we're open on Saturdays from 12 till 3. So that's another way we raise money for the cause to help Hope for Wildlife continue.
We love to finish this off with a little wildlife fun fact, a Hope for Wildlife fact. What do you got for us today?
Well, I always like the story of the jellyfish, because it's an animal that we have here in our oceans in Nova Scotia. And did you know that a jellyfish has no brain, no blood, and no lungs, and no heart?
What?
Didn't know that.
Interesting, isn't it?
So how does it just do what it does?
I know. It's one of those mysteries. I love reading about them. They're just fascinating. And they're not even a fish. They're an invertebrate. And they live in our oceans. We have several different kinds. And I'm not sure if we have any freshwater jellyfish, but I do know they exist in some parts of the world.
Maybe they're like underwater aliens.
Yeah, I know the big leatherback turtles just love gobbling them up, so it's a good food supply for them.
Oh, Hope from Hope for Wildlife, we appreciate the time. Another Wildlife Wednesday in the books here. For details on maybe making a donation, you can, of course, check out their website, hopeforwildlife.net. Thanks for the time. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks a lot. You take care.